For 91.3 WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. Well, the summer season is upon us, and so it's time once again to get outdoors. And part of being outdoors is dealing with ticks. My guest today is going to talk with us about prevention and treatment of ticks and tick-borne illness. I'm speaking today with Dr. Lee Townsend, Extension Professor in the Department of Entomology of the College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment at UK. Lee is an expert in ticks and sat down with me to talk about things to think about during the summer outdoor season.
Ticks, I think, are our most important public health threat as far as human exposure to diseases. Mosquitoes get a lot of notoriety, but day in and day out, ticks are what we're most likely to encounter. We've got two species that are common in Kentucky, the Lone Star tick and the American dog tick. Fortunately, the incidence of them carrying pathogens is very low, but their bites are irritating. There is the possibility of disease, so there are some specific things to do just to reduce your chances of being bitten by ticks when you're outdoors.
And I guess, you know, starting off with prevention of actually getting bit or getting pneumonia, let's say you and I are going to go for a walk in the gorge. What should I know or what should I wear going out there?
Prevention is the key thing. Repellents are the first line of defense. And if you are going in areas where you know ticks are abundant, there are some clothing treatments. You put them, instead of on your skin, you put them on the lower legs of your pants and on your boots, and as ticks attach, they become irritated and drop off before they're able to feed. So I would protect myself with repellents and clothing treatments. I'd stay on trails. The most likely places you find ticks are along the edges of wooded areas, and that's where you tend to be hiking and looking around. I'd be careful getting off trails. Avoid getting into overgrown tall grasses. Check yourself for ticks about every 2 hours. They can be found behind the legs, under the arms, around the waist, up around the nape of the neck. You find out that ticks will wander around on you for maybe an hour or more before they settle to feed, so you can frequently find them and get them off of you before they attach and begin to feed. The last thing is, if they do settle in and feed, to take them off correctly, sharp tweezers, grabbing them right at the skin and using a gentle pull to get them loose are key things. Like you mentioned, hot matches and things like that, even lighter fluid was considered ways to remove ticks. And
Fingernail polish.
Yeah. That irritates them, causes them to salivate more probably, and it's the saliva that where the pathogens are actually transmitted. So you would do more to increase your chances of a bad outcome than to remove them properly. They have hooked mouthparts and cement, so once they've settled, they're quite difficult to get out.
I'm speaking today with Dr. Lee Townsend, Extension Professor in the Department of Entomology at UK, about those summer pests, ticks. So let's say we come back from that walk in the gorge and my wife looks me over and she finds a tick on me and takes it off in that proper way, you know, that with the slow, steady pull with the tweezers, and we'll link to some information online as to how our listeners can learn how to do that. At that point, there's really no need to rush to the doctor, right? At that point, it's sort of, given the low incidence of tick-borne illness in Kentucky, a real presence but a low incidence, I guess we just watchfully wait in case we get ill, that sort of thing?
I think that's a good plan. Ticks need to feed for several hours if they're carrying a pathogen before they transfer it. So if you remove ticks before they're completely engorged, that certainly also cuts down on chances. If you remove a tick, you can keep it in rubbing alcohol so you have it as a sample to be identified later if there is a problem. And you can talk with your physician about what sort of courses of action you might want to take. Main thing is to be alert and prepared and use prevention as your key to reducing incidence with ticks.
And so then if we do get a fever, if we do get a rash, that sort of thing, then certainly we want to have a, a doctor check us out, and if we still have the tick, show that to her so she can figure out if it's possibly Rocky Mountain spotted fever versus, I guess, tularemia, other types of illnesses?
Yes. Ehrlichiosis for the Lone Star tick is probably the one found most commonly, and we're really, I think, paying more attention to tick-borne diseases and have more information on what the incidence of these diseases are, so we're much better informed than we used to be.
And this is wandering a little far afield from my area of knowledge, but I heard the other day, tell me if this is way off base, that possums like to eat ticks, and that if there's possums around, they tend to eat a bunch of them up. I don't know if that's true or not.
Ticks are pretty safe. They don't have many things that irritate or feed on them.
No natural predator.
One of the, probably some people will run guinea hens, or chickens will peck around on the ground, and they may get some ticks, but there are very few things that actually focus in and try to feed on them. So they're the biggest enemies ticks have are dry air and sunlight. They need humidity and protection, and so around where you live, particularly if it's near wooded areas, keeping grass mowed and keeping the humidity down and sunlight penetration up are good ways of making things unfriendly for ticks.
And how do they find us? Is it similar to mosquitoes? Do they follow carbon dioxide? Or
they do. Carbon dioxide and vibration are the big things. Their difference is they can't fly. So they're up on tall grass and vegetation waiting for us to come by, particularly if we sit down to rest for a little bit. It gives them a chance to get on. But they're waiting generally along trails or places where animals are active to pick up on another host and find a blood meal.
Is there anything else we haven't touched on that you would want our listeners to know about?
I think the main thing is tick season in Kentucky can run from March through August, and so it's important during those times to stay alert. August and September really are the worst times in many ways, because that's when the Lone Star seed ticks, the tiny little ticks, are out, not singly but in masses, and that can be a really painful experience if you wander into that.
And these things are almost the size of a sesame seed.
They are. They're very small and easy to overlook, and so that's where we run into our problems.
My thanks today to Dr. Lee Townsend, Extension Professor in the Department of Entomology in the College of Agriculture, Food, and Environment at UK, for talking with us today about ticks. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.